The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hey, it's Eli here with one of our favorite bonus scenes from Alba Salix Season 2. We're closing out the year with a preview of some of the special content that we make available to our Patreon supporters. Every week we do something called Farlorian Fridays, and that's where we post goodies for our Patreon supporters. Things like episode commentaries, game playthroughs with the cast, unreleased scripts, and scenes like this one. So patrons at every level get access to Farlorian Fridays content, and there's more bonus scenes for $5 patrons too. Plus, if you become a patron at the $5 level or higher before January 1st, 2019, we're going to send you a gorgeous sticker with art by Catherine Green that shows the stars of The End of Time and Other Bothers. That's Darcy, Egerton, and Blatt. It's so neat. We love it so much, and we hope you do too. Check it all out at patreon.com/albasalix or go to albasalix.com and click on the Patreon link. From all of us here at Alba Salix, The Axe and Crown, and The End of Time and Other Bothers, we hope 2019 is good to you. Happy New Year, everyone. We got a sweet bonus scene for you from episode 1 of Alba Salix Season 2. If you've listened all the way to the end of the credits, you might have heard Tohorxa the Invincible, played by one Jeff Van Driesen of Greater Boston, trying to sell his cursed helmet at the Axe and Crown. And so you may wonder what happened next.
Hey there, friend. Want to buy a helmet?
Hey, Sword Boy! Yeah, you! I told you, go sell your goddamn trinket somewhere else and let my patrons get drunk in peace!
Aw, come on, Gubbin, help a barbarian out.
A barbarian? You?
Yeah, that's what I do now.
You work at the deli?
Yes. So it was that from such humble beginnings began the tale of Tohorxa.
The tale of what?
Tohorxa, the invincible. Come on, it's not funny. Why does everyone laugh?
What kind of name is Tohorxa?
It is a warrior's name.
Yeah, some warrior. Now, wait a second. Isn't he out of a book or something?
It's a whole series.
Ah, come up with your own damn name. What's wrong with this helmet anyway?
What makes you think there's something wrong?
It's dwarf made, right?
Yeah.
Perfect condition, too. Looks like it's hardly been worn.
Yeah.
Most adventurers would kill for a piece like this.
Yeah.
So, one, what are you doing with it? And two, why are you trying to sell it?
Well, Tohorxa plundered the helmet but has no use for it. It is not the way of a barbarian to cover his face like a coward.
Oh, no, but you wear a short little loincloth made of leather and that big floppy sun hat.
It depends on the barbarian. Tohorxa is very fashion forward.
Is this thing cursed? Did it do something to your face?
Yeah,
I thought so. Probably something to do with these runes.
Apparently.
How much you pay for this?
100 crowns.
100? Damn, kid, you got another 100? I'll get you a good saucepan, guaranteed not to mess up your face. Heck, for that price, I'd even cut eye holes in it for you.
What am I gonna do, Gubbin? That was my adventuring money.
Well, you need somewhere to get rid of it. I might know someone.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Hey, Batula! Batula!
Yeah, what's up?
Come on here. Look, what do you make of this?
Huh. Dwarf made?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing, it's just stolen.
Yeah, what's really wrong with it?
I don't know, maybe you should try it on.
Maybe you should kiss my ass. It's cursed, right?
Might be.
And you're looking to unload it.
Yeah.
Can't guarantee it'll move, but if I sell it... I get half.
Half?
Or you can give it a shot yourself.
10%.
30.
15?
30.
Very well.
Give me a couple days. I'll ask around.
Thank you, kind lady.
And a nice tidy finder's fee for the good-looking troll bartender who made it all happen. Man, this is what I get for letting Stan do his half-price Tuesdays for adventurers.
It's good to get some new faces in here. Everyone likes a good adventuring story.
It's fine until they get into a fight trying to divvy up their loot and break all my furniture again.
Your furniture's already broken.
Oh, hey, yeah. I got an idea. You want to find out if this thing really is cursed?
Yeah, I would.
Well, get somebody to try it on.
Good idea.
Hey! Stan! Come over here! I got something for you to try! It's really shiny! Look, buddy!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Please try to get some sleep tonight.
I've been trying to sleep all week. Nothing helps.
You could try a sleep sound.
No, thanks. You've had enough nightmares for the both of us.
Let me go! Come on. The medication has nothing to do with that. I haven't had a bad dream in ages.
Ever since your highly problematic affair in Idaho?
Oh my God. Never stop. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened?
Well, you still haven't told me who you're bringing to graduation.
Oh.
Your heart is racing.
How can you tell?
You're lying on top of me.
What if I don't want anyone else to know yet?
And it wasn't a bad dream?
I don't know.
Christopher, you know.
Can't you appreciate that I'm trying to help you here?
Thanks for the pills, Lils.
Dreamers, Season 2 by Broken Crown Productions. Tune in weekly wherever you listen to podcasts.